This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know what time it is. You know what day it is. It's 4:20. April 20th, 2019. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And I didn't see you and the family at the 420 this afternoon in Concord.
Really, I'm very surprised at that.
You guys should have come out. Bring Jason Osborne, family, set up some, lawn chairs.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in hanging out at the 420 event. Thanks so much.
Well, we had a nice carpool.
This is Holy Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, that's what this is, yeah.
Okay. Meaning the day after Good Friday?
Yep.
You know, couldn't they have picked a better name for Good Friday? I think Rich Paul pointed this out the other night. It doesn't seem like it was a very good Friday for Jesus.
If you believe the story that he saved everybody's life from eternal damnation, that he was
nailed to a cross. I mean, that's not a good day.
Well, it's good if you can save everybody's life.
So, 420, right between Easter and Good Friday this year. I don't know how many times that's happened, but here we are. And, of course, people around the United States, around the world, have been either celebrating their newfound freedoms by lighting up some cannabis or committing good old-fashioned civil disobedience, as we did this afternoon in front of the New Hampshire State House in Concord, New Hampshire, for the 9th time in a row. It was year number 9. First year was 2010. Of course, regular co-hosts of ours, Rich Paul, and I were there. Rich, of course, leading the activities at 4:20 this afternoon, Eastern Time, with a group of what I thought was a decent turnout, considering that it was essentially a rainy day, basically all day in New Hampshire. I don't know if it was raining where you were, Mark. I know you and the family did take a trip today.
Some rain. Well, we looked for Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. Oh, fun. Okay, cool. Did you do the helicopter egg drop thing?
Crazing. No, have no intention of playing
that. Sounds like so cool. anyway, so we went out there. Chris, who's one of our Friday night co-hosts, Vincent, and my roommate Matt, we all carpooled out and had a nice stop at Taco Biondo on the way out there. Tried to spend cryptocurrency. Unfortunately, there were some problems that we had to deal with. We'll handle that at another time. But I would say about 60 people, according to my count, at its peak for a drizzly, rainy day here in New Hampshire to come out. And, considering that people are feeling a little bit better about smoking cannabis these days here in New England and all the surrounding states, it is legal to possess it and smoke it. Probably not in public, but it's at the very least legal to possess some fair amount of cannabis in Vermont and Massachusetts and Maine. Also Canada, actually, now, as a matter of fact. New Hampshire is the one state that's behind the ball, sadly, in the Northeast. But there has been some decriminalization here that happened back in 2017. So now, instead of being an instant misdemeanor, it's only a violation if you get caught with possession of cannabis under, I think, 3/4 of an ounce here in New Hampshire. So the risk to the participants was lower this year, but of course it's also raining, and so people don't want to come out in a lot of cases in the rain. And the risk being lower, I mean, the fact that the stakes are lower may actually lower some people's interest. It's like, oh yeah, why should I come out to the 420 when, it's decriminalized? We won, right?
Right. It's coming along.
It's coming slowly. I mean, it's going to happen eventually. It's one of those things that, to me just seems like a question of not if, but when.
It seems that way across the United States, yeah.
I mean, even Utah is probably going to end up having some kind of medical cannabis at the very least.
I bet Trump could make an in-run around the Democrats come this next election season by, just saying the federal government's going to deprioritize the illegality of marijuana.
That'd be a smart move.
From class one or class A or whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, that'd be really smart if he did that. Because things, times, they are changing here in the United States and elsewhere in the world. Of course, Canada legalized cannabis across its entire country. That was late 2018. States, I think, are up to at least 8, if not 10 U.S. states. I'm losing track already. There's so many U.S. states that have gone to some form of or scheme of legalization.
Plus, the national legislators work in a district where it's legal.
Yeah, that's true. Washington, D.C., Guam also, I believe, legalized it out there to some extent.
It's stupid to spend that kind of time and money and energy for police departments around the United States that they spend hunting down people who are, you know, have marijuana or whatever. I mean, let's focus on crimes.
Well, hopefully that would be something. It'd be nice if the police actually did that. But there has been a sea change. You know, remember, it wasn't that long ago, Mark. It was, you know, within our lifetimes that no corporation would ever align itself with cannabis. They wouldn't want to be associated with you if they found out that you were a user of cannabis. They certainly wouldn't put it in their advertisements. They wanted at one time nothing to do with it. There was a war on drugs, and that war was very strong against marijuana. And even though people everywhere smoked it, you know, even professional people smoked cannabis, they kept it quiet. It was disreputable. And those things are starting to change. There's a story here in the AP. If you want to join us, by the way, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you went out today and went to some kind of a 420 event, maybe a protest, because there's still a bunch of states where it's not legal. And then there's this major change that's been going on sort of in corporate America. And here's a story from the AP. Potheads have for decades celebrated their love of marijuana on April 20th. But the once counterculture celebration that was all about getting stoned now is so mainstream, corporate America is starting to embrace it. No, Hallmark doesn't yet have a card to mark 420, but many other businesses inside and outside the multi-billion dollar cannabis industry are using 420, April 20th, to roll out marketing and social material, social media messaging aimed at connecting with consumers, driving the booming market. I mean, we've even heard there was an advertisement on our network with some old politician, one of the Republicans, who was pitching investing in cannabis stocks.
That's true.
Like, I don't remember what his name was, but he was like the Speaker of the House or something like that. He had some big, you know, political position. Probably was a drug war. Yeah, that's who it was. I'm pretty sure he was a drug warrior at some point, and now he's like, all right, get on the gravy train.
That's what politicians do. They find the newest parade, they get out in front of it.
Yeah. On Saturday, Lyft is offering us today a $4.20 credit on a single ride in Colorado and in select cities in the U.S. and Canada. Carl's Jr. is using a Denver restaurant to market a hamburger infused with CBD, a non-intoxicant, which it seems like the big thing now.
CBD is really hot.
Is everywhere. A non-intoxicating molecule found in cannabis that many believe is beneficial to their health. On 420 last year, Totino's, maker of frozen pizza snacks, retweeted an image of a microwave and an oven with the message, quote, "To be blunt, pizza rolls are better when baked." Now, it's nice to finally see Totino's coming out and acknowledging who their main market segment actually is after all these years. Am I right or am I right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, Kit Yarrow, consumer psychologist at Golden Gate University, said, "I think brands that associate themselves with cannabis kind of get that contact high. In other words, they're just considered to be cooler by association. As pot becomes more legal, more discussed, more interesting to people, more widely used, then 420 becomes more mainstream as well." I don't think pot is becoming more widely used. I don't think that's the case. There may be a very small portion of the population who's trying marijuana for the first time because it's illegal. But really, how many people out there who are listening to this broadcast right now who have never smoked cannabis in your whole life because it's illegal? You've just been waiting this whole time with all the friends that you've had who've offered it to you over however many years you've been alive. You've turned it down every single time because you wouldn't want to do something that's illegal now, would you?
And now you want to try it.
I don't believe that there are that many people like that. They must exist, but I don't think there's that many.
There are probably some people who are using marijuana to get off things. I mean, we certainly read stories about people who are using it to get off painkillers, to get off of heroin,
opiates,
to get off of alcohol.
Sure. I met a guy today at 420 who is an alcoholic who, you know, does not use alcohol anymore. He's using cannabis and seems like he builds rock walls for a living.
Okay. So I guess maybe it is being used more. I wouldn't say significantly more, but maybe it's being.
I can't believe it.
Well, what I'm
just
saying,
because it's legal, you mean?
Right. Okay. So how many people out of that smoke marijuana? I don't have time.
855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in here, Mark will try to clear up his thoughts here in moments, or I'll try to understand him better. 855-450-FREE is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. It's also 420, and it's Ian and Mark here with you.
Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest theme this year is the Wild West. Was it a time of liberty and opportunity or lawlessness and violence? Penn Jillette's going to be there. Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank. Stephen Moore, recently appointed to the Federal Reserve Board, Grover Norquist. Libertarians, conservatives, liberals, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real delegates, real debates, share real solutions and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and buy your tickets now. Come out and join us. Use coupon code FTL50 for $50 off. Plus, if you're, not convinced at this point, you're like, oh, well, sounds really nice, but I'm not going to go. Check out freedomfest.com/FTL, the same address, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. We'd love to see you there.
We're talking about the 420 here today and how, according to the AP, and I think it's pretty obvious for anybody that's been paying attention, corporate America has been embracing cannabis, been embracing 420. They've been using cannabis to market their products, even if they aren't necessarily a cannabis company. They give you the example of, for instance, Totino's. The frozen pizza manufacturer.
I'm familiar.
Retweeting an image of a microwave and an oven with a message, to be blunt, pizza rolls are better when baked, which has 2 marijuana-related jokes in the same sentence.
What? Pizza rolls baked? What?
To be blunt. Blunt is another another term for a cigar rolled with marijuana.
Gotcha.
In it. And then pizza rolls are better when baked. That's suggesting that you should
be that one.
Stoned. So very interesting, because it's been a big change over just the last several years, certainly the last decade. Marijuana normalization, according to the story here, has snowballed since 2012.
They are right, though. What out there is better when microwaved than when baked? I mean, what?
Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, the microwave, I don't know, it's a nice water heating device.
That's what it does, right?
Pretty good at making popcorn. I mean, it's a lot easier to make popcorn in a microwave, so from that standpoint, it's probably worth having your popcorn that way.
Fair enough.
But, I mean, I just used to reheat coffee.
Marijuana normalization has snowballed since 2012. And by the way, if you want to call in to join us here, the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Colorado and Washington, of course, were the first 2 states to legalize recreational use. 8 more followed, so we are up to 10, including California, Oregon, and Michigan. Medical marijuana is legal in 2/3 of the 50 states, with conservative-leaning Utah and Oklahoma among recent additions. Meantime, the CBD market has exploded. CBD oil can be found in candies, coffee, and other food, drinks, dietary supplements, perfume, lotions, creams, and soap. Proponents say CBD helps with pain, anxiety, and inflammation, though limited scientific research supports those claims. Now, I don't know.
Their claims.
I don't know. I haven't researched CBD, but I do know people who swear by it.
Yes.
And does that mean it's a placebo effect? I mean, it could be.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Placebos have very real effects, and they're documented.
But one thing's for sure about CBD, it does not get you high. And so anybody claiming that CBD is giving them a medical benefit, you cannot say about that person, oh, you just want to get high. Because that's what the old statement was about. You know, the original critique of medical cannabis was, those people aren't really getting benefits. They just want to get stoned. Well, it turns out.
Probably was true in some people
cases,
in California, right?
Sure. That's probably true. And it's fine if that's true.
Right.
I'm just saying, now that objection is completely out the window now that CBD products are available, because people can use something derived from cannabis and not actually get stoned off of it. So, in fact, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's advertisements all over the radio and all over mainstream media for a new CBD store. Somebody opened up a store with just CBD-related products.
Amazing.
I don't know if it's going to work out for them, but, that's interesting. U.S. retail sales of cannabis products jumped $10.5 billion last year, a 3-fold increase from just the year before. 2017, the numbers tripled from 2017 to 2018.
Good numbers.
There's no wonder that people are getting very, very interested in investing in this particular market segment, and no wonder the companies that for the longest time would never, ever breathe a word of cannabis are now starting to use it in advertising campaigns. Turns out the people who, you know, as I said before, I don't think people are using it more often beyond a few extraneous people on the edges. What's happening is the people who used it previously are no longer hiding in the closet as much. They're no longer as afraid to admit it to maybe their friends or family or coworkers.
And I disagree with that. I think people are using it more, and let me explain
why. Okay, sure.
So, first off,
meaning people who haven't used it previously are using it now?
I'm not talking about more people.
That's what I was talking about.
Right. Well, but that's not what you're saying. Right? You're
saying if I wasn't clear, that's what I was trying to say.
We're talking about more marijuana being smoked is the quantity.
I don't even think that's true, because now it's easier to get vaporized marijuana.
Let me make my point.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Vaporized marijuana, my foot.
No, there's a lot of people that are into using oils.
Marijuana consumed.
Okay.
All right. Does that make you happy?
Sure.
Okay. So the people who are using marijuana legally, there's certainly many of them that were using it illegally, right?
I would say almost everyone who is using marijuana legally has used it illegally at some point in their life.
Do you think that number? I'm not talking about, some people use marijuana regularly.
That's right.
I know some. I suspect they're in the studio right now.
Yeah, okay. What about it?
Those people, had marijuana become immediately legal, would they use the same amount, less of marijuana, or more marijuana?
No difference.
Okay, no difference. Excellent. That was the answer that I expected you to give. Now, the people that are using marijuana to get off of things like heroin, alcohol, a variety, painkillers, a variety of things that people are using marijuana for, pain management, just a bunch of things. Are those people using more marijuana, less marijuana, or about the same?
If it's cheaper and they need it for pain management, they might use a little bit more.
Okay, I say that there are people who are currently, who decided when marijuana went legal, they said, I'm going to use this to get off of painkillers or alcohol or whatever, and they began smoking more than they ever had before.
Could be.
I don't have a problem with that. I just don't want to leave the taste in people's mouth that, hey, everything's exactly the same as it was. Now it's legal.
No, I didn't say everything was exactly the same.
Well,
I said that the people who are using it previously are more open about using it.
Sure.
With people that they hadn't been open with before. They're less afraid of whatever legal consequences there might be, because in some cases, there really aren't any legal consequences anymore in some states in the United States. Does that mean some of them are using it more often? Of course it does.
I think more marijuana is being smoked, at least right now, and that's still
consumed?
Not a bad thing. Fine, consumed.
Because it's important to remember, Mark, that there's a lot of people out there who may not know about cannabis, even though it's more accepted publicly. They may not have gotten educated on it. And so when you talk about smoking cannabis, you're kind of unintentionally misleading people to believe that everybody still smokes it. The reality is there's a lot of people who are vaporizing cannabis in the same way that people are vaporizing nicotine now. That arguably is a much safer method to consume than, combusted product.
Sure. Especially if you're taking it for pain management, probably the edibles are a great choice.
Edibles as well. That's another good point. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us on 420. It's Free Talk.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-2255. 295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is back on Twitter calling the Russia probe a witch hunt. On Thursday, he said,
"Hey, I'm having a good day."
But the president seems to have changed his mood on Twitter. On Friday, he said, statements are being made about me by certain people in the Crazy Mueller report, which are fabricated and totally untrue. Watch out for people that take so-called notes. That seems to be a reference to his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, who was described in the report as refusing to fire Mueller. McGahn has been described in some media analyses as thereby saving the Trump presidency. On Saturday, the president tweeted, "Fake news media is doing everything possible to stir up and anger the Pauls and as many people as possible." Senator Mitt Romney wrote he was sickened by the president's behavior. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop into any one of those, and we will join you. You'll get on the air with us, and you can talk about whatever you want to discuss, although we started the show tonight talking about 420 and how corporate America is warming up and relatively quickly to the cannabis user. They have realized that cannabis users are some of their customers, and you can market to them. They'll respond by spending money, possibly at your business. The AP's got a detailed story about it. We can continue that, but we'll take your calls and thoughts. Just kind of generally discussing cannabis, the legalization of it, some of the effects. Rich Paul was in here earlier, the founder of the 420 celebrations here in New Hampshire. We went out today to the 420 civil disobedience on the State House steps in Concord, and he pointed out a few things here during the break. Again, if you want to join us, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Pointing out that the alcohol companies in places like Colorado have had revenues go down. Now, I haven't seen the numbers personally on that, but I do recall seeing that tax revenues from cannabis had exceeded the revenues on alcohol. I remember seeing that, but I'll take his word for it.
Companies will often fight legalization.
That's right.
And I have heard what he had said before. He claimed 15%. I don't have anything in front of me to say otherwise. But, you know, whatever. There's some one person's claim. You can look it up for yourself. I'll do that in a minute. But, yeah, I mean, sure. I don't doubt it for a second.
Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We have Jennifer. She's on the line in Hope, Arkansas, listening to a station in the Orlando, Florida area. I presume you're listening to WZEA online, Jennifer?
No, I'm listening from Texarkana.
Oh, okay. For whatever reason, the program director, the phone screener put in call letters of a station in Florida. So you must be listening to our Texarkana station. All right, very good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to make one point. I think it's kind of sad that this being Easter weekend, today Christians are observing the fact that this is the day that Jesus was in the tomb. And tomorrow is the day that he resurrected from the dead. And it's sad that there's so many people that are protesting, or not protesting, but, you know, doing
well, what better way to celebrate Jesus than to have a big blunt? I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, right? I know.
I mean, so, didn't God put cannabis on this earth for people to benefit from?
Well, I don't really think so, no.
No. So God didn't make cannabis?
I think that God made a lot of plants and a lot of animals and a lot of things, but they were perverted because we live in a sinful world.
What?
And people could, you know, can change things to that were good into
that. Hold on. Are you saying people invented cannabis?
No.
Then where did it come from?
It came from God, but it was perverted by Satan.
Satan perverted the plant? How did he do that?
Well, he let sin in, you know, Adam and Eve let sin into the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's that have to do with cannabis plant?
I guess the sin was already in the world because it was in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? Like, God put it there.
Yes, and he told them not to eat from it, and they did.
Right, well, it's just like, you know.
Isn't that like a sick joke?
Right. You know what I like to do? I like to take poison and put it in a hamburger ball and leave it down on the floor and tell my dog not to eat it. Because I'm not a psychopath.
Oh, my goodness. Well, but
so I guess I'd have this question.
Some of the good things that come from cannabis that I've heard about that do help people with seizures. There are some good qualities.
So did Satan do that too? What exactly is going on here? Is there an ethereal battle over the cannabis plant where God and Satan are fighting over control over how this plant affects? I don't understand what you're saying.
It's called a weed for a reason, because it's not good for anything but consuming.
Well, it grows easily as well.
I always thought a weed just meant that there was no use for it. But
no.
then cannabis isn't a weed, but if you don't consume it
grows like a weed. It's
for medical or recreational purposes, it's basically a weed.
And oil was a pollutant before they figured out how to turn it into energy.
So, agreed. Today's Holy Saturday. I have a question. Okay. If people are going to smoke, there's a segment of the population in America that really likes their pot smoking, right? And those people really like 420 that day. Should those people not celebrate that day when it happens to fall on holy, inside the Holy Week? Or should they just leave it to the other years that it's not in the Easter
that
week?
What's that? Right. No, I understand your question. I just feel like marijuana can really mess a person up.
Have you ever tried it
all the time? Yes.
You have. Okay. How old were you when you tried it?
Oh, I was in my teens, 20s.
Okay. Did you try it more than once?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did it mess you up pretty bad? Like, what happened? What's your story?
I have experiences. Yes, absolutely.
What happened to you?
Yes, I smoked it quite a bit for a long time, and then it started making me feel really paranoid, really bad. It just absolutely made me feel horrible.
It does that to some people.
Stop.
It's a good idea to stop
really
smoking
bad.
It then
it was
in that
scary.
Case.
It scared me. And so I quit, and, I was experimenting and stuff like that. But
you've been around enough cannabis users to know that not everyone has the same experience, right? That everybody's different, and everybody's at a different place in their life, and their body chemistry is different.
And I feel like if God is convicting you and telling you, hey, you know, you don't need to be doing this, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. I just feel like it's sad.
Sure. And if God tells you to roll up a big spliff, then do it.
Yeah. Well, I kind of have a feeling he probably wouldn't, but, you know, hey. But I do agree.
Tell that to the cancer victims.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I agree with the benefits from marijuana and smoking it when you've got cancer, and it keeps you from getting sick.
Okay.
Well, what do you think about Jesus' first, God's first miracle when he took corporeal form, if you believe the Bible at least? I mean, there's some other books of the Bible that got taken out that said they, like, turned clay pigeons into real things and killed his friends or whatever. But let's leave all the apocryphal books out and just talk about the Gospels for a second. What do you think about God's first miracle in corporeal form being turning water into a mind-altering substance?
Well, I thought that his first miracle was the birth of Jesus Christ from a virgin.
Are you dodging the question now? Because
no,
God didn't make
the first miracle is.
All right. You know that Jesus' first miracle at the wedding of Gethsemane, is that right?
Turning water into wine.
Into wine. What do you think about that? Let's just dodge the whole birth was somehow Jesus' miracle thing.
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I mean, I think it was a miracle. I think it was good.
So alcohol
was
good?
Was it
marijuana
fermented?
Bad?
Was it? The question is, was it fermented? Or was it?
Oh, no. It's freaking wine.
Doesn't wine have to be fermented?
They knew what grape juice was 2,000 years ago. Anybody who's telling you that is a damn liar and ought to go to hell for misinterpreting the Bible. Screw them.
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer, good call tonight.
Unfermented wine is grape juice.
Thanks for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad, you know, we had fun with that. That was fun. She wasn't too upset.
No, she's a great caller. Absolutely. Yeah. However, she represents a philosophy inside the United States, which I find very difficult to grok.
As a former Christian.
That's not a Christian philosophy. That's a segment of the Christian philosophy, okay?
Okay.
And I don't have a particularly good word for it, but this deluded notion of modern Christianity that just forgets about all the historical Christianity. I'm sorry. Mind-altering substances, specifically wine, is very much a part of Christian history. And to just throw it out the window because, hey, we don't like the effects of alcohol. And look, I don't like the effects of alcohol. But you don't get to just rewrite the holy book because you want to.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us on this live 420 Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 420 across the world. People are celebrating.
And Holy Saturday.
That too. Celebrating cannabis and maybe also celebrating Holy Saturday together. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat. But we were talking about not so much the protests and all that, because we definitely, well, at least I was involved in one today. Mark, you were out with the family.
When did the Easter egg hunt?
Yeah. Was that a thing they did them before Easter, just because it's more convenient for some people?
In this case, it's
non-religious.
My son's friend is going to be going to church tomorrow, so the Easter egg hunt was today.
Double Easter egg hunt, right? Because there's probably one at church.
I don't know.
I would guess as well. That's nice. I mean, what kid doesn't want to, you know, two Easter egg hunts?
Well, I'm sure my son would, but since we're Quakers and yeah. we don't celebrate a holiday, you know, or at least I'm a Quaker
yeah.
and I don't celebrate holidays, my church isn't going to have some Easter egg hunt.
So whether it's cannabis or the corporate acceptance of cannabis, we've been kind of going through slowly through an AP piece here, so citing a bunch of examples of how cannabis is becoming it already is a multi-billion dollar business, $10.5 billion in U.S. retail sales of cannabis products just in 2018, which is a threefold increase over 2017, according to data from ArcView Group, cannabis investment and market research firm. If you want to weigh in on the discussion about this changing, the sea change in attitudes towards cannabis in the mainstream, which I think is a good thing, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. And that's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know they love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. 855-450. Free. Ben and Jerry's, of course, was one of the earliest big brands to foster a connection with the marijuana culture through marketing. The Vermont,
makes some sense.
Yep, Vermont-based ice cream company features Cherry Garcia and Fish Food, honoring the Grateful Dead member Jerry Garcia and the band Fish.
Certainly known for his marijuana consumption.
Both bands are favorites of the marijuana-smoking crowd. To mark 420 in recent years, Ben and Jerry's debuted taco and burrito-inspired ice cream sandwiches. This year,
okay.
I hope they didn't taste like tacos and burritos.
No, that sounds bad.
The year the company partnered with a... This year, rather, the company partnered with a San Francisco Bay Area cannabis retailer to give customers who place delivery orders on Friday and Saturday a free pint of half-baked, a combination of cookie dough and fudge brownie.
Okay.
Jay Curley, company's global head of integrated marketing, says, "We have a lot of fun, never being overt, but really playing into the moment of 420.
Yeah, it's all right there. People want to, you know, dance along the line.
Last year, Ben and Jerry's also turned more serious, asking
consumers...
By the
way, I appreciate a good pun. This stuff doesn't appeal to me. I think it's a little gauche, in my opinion.
I wouldn't go out and buy something because it was marketed to pot smokers, necessarily. Asking consumers to... But I, you know, think it's funny. Asking consumers to call on lawmakers to expunge prior marijuana convictions and press for pardons or amnesty for anyone arrested for smoking pot.
Agreed, 100%. So if somebody has a marijuana conviction, do you want to take them out of the job market? Do you want to make it so that they can't get a college education? Exactly
no.
What do you want to do with this stuff? If they pay their fine, whatever their fine might be.
I don't even think they should pay the fine. That's what I advocated this afternoon at the 420. When I got up to speak to the group, I said, look, if you get a ticket, because now in New Hampshire, possession of 3/4 of an ounce or less is a ticketable offense. It's no longer a misdemeanor. It used to be if you had a joint, that's a misdemeanor charge. That's no longer the case unless you get caught 4 times in a row within like a 3-year period. Then the 4th charge is a misdemeanor. So the first 3 times, it's all violations.
You've really got to be messing up to caught that many times.
The fine escalates over time as well. So like the first fine is $100, and then I think it goes up to $300.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to pay, because you can always do community service. Or you could just refuse to pay and go sit it off a night in jail. I mean, here in New Hampshire, you'd get $150 credit towards any fine if you go sit in a jail cell for a night. Now, most people don't want to do that, which is why there's a community service option. But my point is, you don't want to encourage these people. We don't want police to write tickets thinking that they're actually going to get revenue out of it. We want them to fail again and again at every ticket they write. Now, of course, not everyone's not going to do this. Most people are probably going to pay the fine. But the more people don't pay the fine, the more people demand a trial, don't take a plea deal. Okay, they caught you with marijuana? Fine. All the evidence is in their favor. They still owe you a trial. If you want to go to trial and make that prosecutor waste their time on you, in order to get the $100 fine, which you then won't pay anyway, that's what it's going to take. If 10% of marijuana people who get ticketed for this, and I'm interested to see how the numbers have been. This is a number I have not seen. Like, how many arrests for marijuana in 2016, the final year of, you know, full-on marijuana criminalization? 2017, it got legalized sort of midpoint later in the year. So 2018... What are the numbers compared to 2016? How many tickets were written for marijuana possession in 2018 in New Hampshire versus how many people were arrested in 2016? I'm curious to know.
Well, I do believe that police police associations, chiefs of police, police unions, chiefs of police associations, these sorts of things, do understand that their budgets benefit from marijuana being illegal, that it's really the opinions of Mr. and Mrs. America out there. And the opinions of Mr. and Mrs. America are much more important. So when Mr. and Mrs. America realize that drug companies, alcohol producers, prison guard unions, and police unions, and I presume to some extent organized crime, but maybe not, are really the ones that want to see drugs generally illegal, these are the people that benefit.
Yep.
Follow the money, ladies and gentlemen. Marijuana is illegal because it was profitable to big businesses that were producing paper at the time. And you know, that's it. Is all you have to do. It's a little bit of research. And then you realize, we've been lied to our whole lives.
Yeah. So, $855, $450 free. Those in the marijuana marketplace are also ramping up advertising around 420. Much of the marketing about cannabis or related products takes the form of online ads, emails, text messaging, or social media. Shops typically offer discounts. In fact, Corner News here in Keene is the first cryptocurrency accepting business. She's got a 420 sale going on today. And we were actually talking about this in the car on the way up there, is that used to be that head shops couldn't advertise their products for marijuana consumption, but now can they? Because if it's in a medical state, can a head shop say this is a medical device, this is for the use of medical cannabis? Is that legal now? Because he used to have to dance around it.
You know, that's a good question.
You could never have, as a like a head shop owner, you couldn't have a flyer with a cannabis leaf on it or something like that. So you had to, if somebody came into your shop and said the word bong, you had to kick them out. You had to keep any kind of, I mean, everybody knows what the head shop's for, but you can't say it, or you couldn't say it. And so I wonder if that if those rules have changed. Those in the marijuana marketplace are, again, ramping up advertising, offering discounts. Some host parties with food and entertainment. The larger 420 events can draw thousands of people. Verano Holdings, whose businesses include cannabis shops, sponsors street festivals in Chicago and Tulsa, where attendees can learn about marijuana products. Is it legal in either of those places? Listen to music and grab a bite. The company expects this Saturday's festival in Chicago, going on its third year, to draw more than 4,000 people. Last year, it drew 1,500.
There were lots of 420 celebrations in the United States prior to legalization. And
that's true.
Really, the cops wouldn't do anything about it in many cases.
Right. They were well outnumbered by the people who were attending those festivals.
But then again, these festivals were rarely held in places with the, you know, well-known sheriffs. Say, for instance,
Joe Arpaio.
There wasn't anybody doing a 420 festival.
Right. Arpaio'd
right
fly in the SWAT team in the helicopter and drop bombs.
Right. He'd probably rain napalm down on them or something.
In the San Francisco Golden Gate Park, Hippie Hill will again be the site of a 420 celebration. Last year, more than 15,000 attended the event, which has transformed from a small informal gathering to a full-blown festival full of corporate sponsors and commercial booths selling smoking devices. Roger Volodarsky, whose Los Angeles-based Puffco makes portable vaporizers, celebrated 420 since he was a teenager. Back then, he said, quote, 420 was the day you splurged on yourself and got high in interesting ways. It was the day that you made a gravity bong and coughed your brains out. I mean, the fact that this is getting coverage in news media that is not, you know, it used to be that, like, in this transformatory kind of stage for cannabis, where medical cannabis was ramping up, the news media would kind of joke about it. Like, they'd make marijuana-related puns and kind of look down their noses at it.
Right.
But now they're, like, looking up at all the potential advertisers, and they're,
right,
you know, changing their tune. Like, maybe we should start respecting this industry.
Now John Boehner's pitching for marijuana.
Right. So if you want to join us, you can. Coming up, we've got a sexy Easter Bunny display. If you thought marijuana was offensive on the Easter weekend here, Mark, you've got a story about a man who's, I guess, mannequins that he'd set up in his front lawn as sexy Easter bunnies were attacked by a mad woman?
That's right.
So you've got that story on the way here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. And more coming up. Free Talk Live. Hour 2 next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.